Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Barack Obama, the President of the United States. He's a 6'2 projector. He's on the left angle cross of refinement in the quarter of civilization. He's a second color, right fixed, and his only definition is an electromagnetic 4130.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, just two defined centers. And that center is an electromagnetic, 41 being unconscious, and a projector. And here he is on the left angle cross of refinement. It's about the environment and enriching it and enriched surroundings. And you know what, that open G, the place, you could say the country. Enriching the environment in our country and,
Well, I think that part of the struggle for him, because things are not today what they were, when he was elected and such a golden boy. But I think one of his main problems is that he doesn't have the space to be alone. I mean, this 33-6 that personality sun is in, and this whole thing about refinement and really being able to find, to disassociate, to be able to have, I think, revelations about what refinement really is. And I think it's part of what's so attractive about him as a leader is that he can show us the way to a more refined world. But at the same time, because of the position that he's in, he is hardly
Right.
ever alone, right?
Oh yeah, no, that sixth line with the 30, it's about concentrating on revitalization. And I've been going on about him as a 6'2, this fool on the hill, this in being invited to run to be president. And I thought when I originally looked at him, thank God he had a defined solar plex, because that's where that w his any warmth he has comes from there. And also that he wasn't tweaked by like John McCain or what people say, because he's got his own consistent wave going there.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you look at his design. In some ways, I feel like we elected the design side of him. If you look at all of his design activations and this genius and love is light, right? And strategy. It's like in some ways, it's like this is who we thought that we were getting, right?
Right.
And that, but who he really thinks he is, and in his mind is this whole process of real disassociation. I mean, it's one of the things that he's accused of at this point, that he's a personable guy, but that he's so aloof and that he hasn't really engaged, with the enemy in that sense. He doesn't really like to get in. He loves to talk to the people,
Well,
from the
very
podium,
friendly,
right?
yeah.
But to actually get in there and do the political dirty work, I think that was really necessary. And I frankly think, in looking at his design, he's got the wrong advisor. I
Well,
think that David Axelrod is his advisor, that David Axelrod was a fantastic advisor to get him elected, but that in fact Obama didn't really have any experience in running anything, legislatively particularly, neither does Axelrod. Rahm Emanuel has more experience like that, but I think Axelrod is the one that really recognized Obama and is right there beside him, but that.
No, I mean, he's so much about the people he's around or that are in his aura with the open G again. And that, oh, he doesn't really know who he is. But in a way, that's what makes him us. He's with us. And, the criticism that he's a better campaigner than he is
A
a
president,
right.
right, yeah.
And I had been thinking, he has no leadership and, no 731, but actually he has the 31. And
But it can't exist in a vacuum, that particular line, that 31-1. And it's like, I think that's part of it. I mean, he kind of noted that when he first came into office, right? Suddenly he was surrounded by Secret Service. You know, he couldn't use his BlackBerry. He couldn't really get the pulse of things like he did before. The other thing is a projector in this open sacral. I mean, he's clearly an overachiever. And I think that's part of the problem coming into office. You know, he tried to do everything. Part of it is this dream that's coming out of the 41. I mean, it's like he wants, you know, this utopia. And so there really wasn't this focus. And again, I don't think he was getting that kind of focus with Axelrod as his advisor.
Right. Well, or that Rahm Emanuel. But that's, you know, and that 41 is 41.5. It's practical, the practical dream. You know, it's recognition of potential. But then he can sell the dream. You know, they seduce you into this dream, that fifth line with the 41.
Well, that's him. He's seduced everyone, but the real results from all of this, you know, he hasn't been able to deliver. And as a projector, it's like he's not here to deliver. He's here really to guide these people, you know, that have this ability to get the thing done.
Oh, I think so. Difficult for him. And you know, if I could bemoan the fact that somebody doesn't have the 45th gate, which is just do it. We're doing it. Shut up. Sit down. Get out of my chair. He doesn't have that. It's this cooperation. It's this, oh, measuring opposing forces. And that sixth line, as you said, aloofness, the fool on the hill. Well, no, you're not the fool on the hill. You're down in the village now. And a 6'2", and he's 49 years old. I'm really curious to see next year, the year after, where you would say he's coming off the roof, where his energy is actually, I'm in the village. We're going to build this ark and we're going to do this. You know, instead of thinking that, oh, people have to, you know, I'm up here apart on the top floor. No, no, you're not. You have to be right present and you have to act. You know,
well,
awareness
no,
into action with
what I'm hoping is that he comes off the roof and he has, you know, a better character judge and gets himself some people that can really make a difference. You know, I mean, this, I think this, the Jupiter, right, this 60, the fifth line in detriment, right? This is leadership that's expansive energy that cannot handle limitations. And that's part of what we've seen that's happened is that he came in and he thought he was going to have all this money and he was going to get this chance to do all of this, and suddenly the limitations of the wars and the economic downturn and all of these things, right? He's really struggling.
Well, thinking that he was going to be able to work with Republicans and it was going to be bipartisan was a real fantasy and dream that he had, that he sold us, that he sold himself on. And I think in reality, it's dawning on him, that ain't happening.
Well, but I think part of it personally from this point of view is that he hasn't gotten in there with them. It was like he was going to be political through the people, right? And that was what was going to change this. And it's like every president that's been able to get anything done, they got to get in there and they got to really wheel and deal directly with these people. You know, that are on the other side that are getting in their way. And he has not done that. He's talked about bipartisanship, but he's been removed, I think, from that.
Right, right. Now, that 21st gate, fourth line, you know, strategy, it's careful appraisal of opposing forces. Well, the time for appraising it and being friendly and hands across the aisle. See, it was like a time for really decisive action. And what the people were looking for was strength. Now, the odd thing, George Bush, as incompetent as he was, gave off this energy of...
Well, he was a manifester. I mean, he was a manifester. And I think that's an interesting change that we're seeing, is that we're going from, he's a manifester, I think, you know, Putin was a manifester. We really are at this world level seeing these projectors like himself, like Merkel, coming in, and that the important thing for them is really who they surround themselves with, and particularly someone like himself that's
right.
So open to the outside
right.
influences.
I was thinking
right?
when you were talking, you know, with this open splenic center, now he has the 44th gate twice. A love of talent, a recognition of talent, except It works inconsistently. It's an undefined center. So he has a great nose for winners and sometimes.
well, and that's what I think. You know, it's like Axelrod was obviously a brilliant, brilliant ally for him to get elected. But, you know, really, he should have gotten someone else, I think, you know, as his closest advisor.
Right.
He'd be in a different place. But we know more than anything, really, Obama needs a reading, right?
Right. He does. Somebody needs to tell him, stop being so friendly with your 59-4.
Right.
It's time for you, you know, to kick some ass here. But anyway, so, but this is something we can watch in action.
That's right.
Because, and we're about out of time, Teresa, and I would say to the people listening that, you know, there's so much information on the chart that we can't possibly say everything. So that's the fun of it, is having people look at the charts while we're talking and going, hey, how come they didn't mention the second gate sixth line, you know, about the direction? Or how come they didn't say...
Oh, I love that second gate sixth line. Fixation, unwilling to see the whole picture. Unwilling to see the whole picture. All right, all right.
Well, you see how we can't say everything.
Okay, yes,
so we must say goodnight then, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.